KVGC News Time, now 7 minutes after the hour. Well, the National Weather Service has updated the excessive heat warning for the Motherlode and Valley regions. The entire western slope of the Sierra Nevada has now been added, and the warning period extended from 2 this afternoon through 9 Saturday evening. Dangerously hot conditions are forecast during this time period, with afternoon high temperatures ranging from 100 to 113. The hottest afternoons are forecast to occur on Thursday and Friday, with hot conditions continuing into the weekend. So please take extra precautions if you work or spend time outside. Check on your friends, neighbors, especially the elderly and those who may have some health issues. Cooling centers will be available at the Amador Senior Center today through Friday from 12:30 to 6 p.m. and Thursday through Saturday from 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. at San Andreas Library, Jenny Lind Elementary School in Valley Springs, and the West Point Community Hall in West Point. Cooling centers will comply with state guidelines to prevent the spread of COVID-19.
Calaveras County's 2021 civil grand jury has been dissolved by the presiding judge. In a press release dated yesterday, June 15th, Calaveras Superior Court Judge Timothy Healy states, quote, as of May 5th, 2021, and due to limited participation by county residents from its inception, resignations and other considerations due to the COVID-19 pandemic, the 2021 Calaveras County Grand Jury has been ordered discharged pursuant to Penal Code Section 915. We look forward to seating a grand jury in 2022 and encourage all interested Calaveras County residents to consider seeking appointment, end quote. Now, it's been rumored that the dismissal came following numerous letters to Judge Healy questioning the leadership of the grand jury foreman. In early May, 8 jurors had submitted their resignations due to problems with leadership within the jury. If a grand jury report is not issued in 2021, it may be a first for Calaveras County. In 2020, the grand jury extended their schedule to follow the calendar year due to COVID-19, delaying the report for the first time in recent history. Now, each year, a panel of citizens convenes to tour local detention facilities, investigate requests for review of public officials and departments submitted by citizens, and produce a report detailing its findings and recommendations to the presiding Superior Court judge.
In a meeting dedicated to ceremonial events, the Ione City Council last night honored several members of the city's police force. Meeting at Evelyn Bishop Hall to allow for a larger audience, the Ione Council oversaw several long-delayed ceremonies honoring members of the city's police department. One of them, new police chief Jeffrey Arnold, was formally sworn in as chief. Now, three promotions took effect at the start of the year, but with COVID-19 restrictions, no formal swearing-in ceremonies were able to be held until last night. And former Ione Police Chief Tracy Busby was also honored at the meeting. Busby, who retired from the city at the end of 2020, received legislative resolutions from the offices of State Assemblyman Frank Bigelow and State Senator Andreas Borges. These honored his service as well as receiving the John Stewart Memorial Heart of a Lion Award, which Chief Arnold presented to Busby.
Well, Amador County Public Health reported 12 more cases of COVID-19 since last Tuesday's update, bringing the total lab-confirmed case count to 1,821. The new cases include 6 males and 6 females, 7 aged 18 to 49, 3 50 to 64, 2 age 65 and above. Now, Amador has made significant progress over the last 6 months in vaccinating individuals. Over 32,400 doses of COVID-19 vaccine administered to Amador residents. 59.6% of eligible Amador County residents 12 and over have had at least one dose of vaccine. Over 14,300 are fully vaccinated. Now, if you missed your second dose appointment, there are multiple options for COVID-19 vaccination within the county and surrounding areas. All who wish to be immunized should make a vaccination appointment by visiting the MyTurn website. The next public health COVID-19 clinic will be Friday, June 18th. That's this Friday, 9 to 1 at the Health and Human Service Building off Conductor Boulevard in Lower Ridge. Amador residents and visitors encouraged to do their part to stay safe and stay open. And Middle Bar will be closed today between 49 and the Calaveras County line for road repairs. That is today only from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Residents will be allowed to access their properties, but no through traffic for non-residents. Again, that's Middle Bar Road from 49 to the Calaveras County line today from 7 to 1.
And CAL FIRE conducting a live fire training exercise on the Sacramento Valley Conservation Vegetation Management Project. Training is on the Deer Creek Hills portion of the property, located north of Latrobe Road and west of Michigan Bar Road. Now, the training is scheduled for today from 9 a.m. until 6 p.m. 200 acres scheduled to be burned. Smoke will be visible throughout Amador County. Now, as with all CAL FIRE-controlled burns, this project will be evaluated with the go-no-go checklist that's based on weather and incident activity. And that, my friends, is a look at local news on a Gold Country Wednesday morning from the KVGC News Center.
I'm J.D.
And I'm Jim Geedy reporting. Remember, for the latest news, traffic, and weather, 24 hours a day to visit our website. That's KVGCRadio.com.